are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host once again. We follow up We the People, those goofy people that were right there before us with all of those funny stories. Just like right out of Saturday Night Live, it's just getting better and better, isn't it? There's so much cannon fodder on these liberals that it's just ridiculous. It's not even easy. It's not even hard anymore. It's too easy. Anyway, today's Sunday, April 20th, 2014, and we have a guest today with us, so we'll get right to it right away. Let me see. Our guest is
Bradley Dean,
and I had had some stuff pulled up on him, and now I can't find it.
It's one of them kind of mornings. There we are. I couldn't hear myself there for a while.
There you go.
Yeah, he is actually a youth minister.
Oh,
and he does a lot of different things. He's very talented. Okay, I'm having issues over here with the microphone and everything, so excuse me.
He has a website, Sons of Liberty.
Sons of Liberty.
Let me assist you there.
Go ahead. We're
having problems here.
We're all messed up here.
He also has You Can Run, But You Can't Hide. He goes into schools and helps educate the children on the Founding Fathers and our Constitution and all that beautiful things. He does a lot of assemblies. He's a great all-around guy. Are you there, Bradley?
Yeah, I just got his website up. It's sonsofliberty.radio.com. And, very good. I'm sorry, Brad.
We're having a really hard time here this morning, so forgive us for that. But how about you tell us a little something about yourself?
Well, my name is Bradley Dean, and we do high school assemblies across the country, and I've done 350 high schools in 24 different states. We do colleges, we do tea parties, we do churches, lots of radio interviews across the country. I'm also a drummer for an international band called Junkyard Prophet, and we're second best on sign because we said no to the record labels, and we said yes to the high schools across the country. Also a commentator. I have over 40 columns that go out weekly across the country as well. I'm a husband to one, a daddy to five little boys. And outside of that, I serve God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And I'm in Arizona right now. We're just finishing up a tour in California and in Arizona. So that's a little bit about me.
Wow, sounds like you're busy.
Just a little bit.
Always.
Trying to get the information out there to the people about what's going on.
Well, it's hard work saving the country, that's for sure. We know firsthand how that works. And it looks like, from looking at your website, this is not for sissies. This is not for cowards. We got to get in there and really do what we're doing. So it sounds like you're doing some great things.
Well, I believe that God is willing to give the church what they're willing to fight for. He always has and he always will. I think what we need to do is the 78% in America that profess their Christianity, we just need to get back to what he commanded us to do, and therein lies my hope. It was, as John Quincy Adams rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. So I'm doing all that I can do, guys, because I want to see what God's going to do on the behalf of my faith.
Well, I'll tell you, that's some powerful stuff right there, and it's the truth. The real deal is, I think that the more faith we have to just let it go and do whatever we can, the better things start to head in the right direction.
Oh, absolutely. And we see that. I mean, we've done, just think about this, less than 12 people done over 350 high schools in 24 states, and we're still rolling. We've been doing this for about 19 years now. And just keep in mind, guys, it takes over 80 hours, man hours, to do one high school. and times that times 350, it can kind of explain a little bit on its own as to why we've done so few. I wish we, you know, were into the thousands by now, but there's so much work that goes into a school, and sometimes you have to wait even a year or two before you can get to that school. Same thing with colleges.
What are you teaching them? Just, you know, basically constitutional principles? You know, do they even let that in the schools these days?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, and I'm glad you brought that up. But, guys, we've never lost the right to do the things that we've always done. What we have done in America is we've capitulated in the face of the ACLUs, the Freedom From Religions, who are violating the Constitution of the United States of America. When we look at, for example, Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, he's the guy that said the end of the ACLU is communism. Well, this is America. This isn't Russia. And if you want to find lines between church and state, which they so, you know, eloquently have lied to the American people over, that's not in our founding documents. That's not in the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, or the Constitution. That's in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution. And what they've done is they've derived that from Thomas Jefferson, who did not say that. He said that there was an erected wall barring government from establishing a one-denomination state-run church. And it's interesting about Thomas Jefferson as well, the third president of the United States. He was also the president of public schools in Washington District. And the two books that were made mandatory were the Bible and Watts hymnals. So the American people have been lied to over and over and over again. And they're taught to be afraid of these organizations. So when we're talking about what we can do in public schools, friends, we've never lost the right. Because when you read the Declaration of Independence, you can see our rights are derived from our Creator, not from the state.
Yeah, that's always a bone of contention with me. I always hear these guys saying, oh, you know, we have rights, you know, these civil rights things. And civil rights are government-given rights, not God-given rights. And the whole premise, whether you're religious or not, is the fact that if God gave you your rights, then only God could take them away. And that's a very powerful thing as far as, you know, maintaining those rights in perpetuity.
Absolutely. In every sense of the word, you know, one of the questions that you asked me, my friend, was, what is it that we teach the students? You know, what we want to do is we talk about a plethora of topics from the beginning to the very end. And what I like to do is I like to bring forth a confirmation with the fact that the younger generation needs to understand the price paid for the ratification of that Constitution. And what I'll do is I'll talk a little bit, we'll play some music, and then once we get down, I have to respect the students. It was as Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. Well, that's what we do. And then what I'll do is I'll ask the students, the first thing I ask them, guys, is how many of you in this room know your founding documents, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, so on and so forth? And they'll laugh at me. And I'll look at them and I'll say, well, what's so funny about that? If you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. And we know that God gives us our rights, not privileges. And then the next thing I'll ask them, as, you know, an assembly can be from 1,800 students to down to 50 students per school. And the next thing I'll ask them is how many in this room have actually had grandpas and grandmas and moms and dads and uncles and aunts and cousins, maybe even your brothers and sisters, that have served in foreign wars, that have fought, bled, and died in many cases, ratifying that Constitution that you think is funny that you don't know. And for the next 2.5 hours, I can hear a pin drop on the ground because they've never heard it put that way before. And once we begin to show this younger generation the price paid for their freedoms, I'll go through World War I, World War II. I'll take them to Korea, Vietnam. My cousin was killed in Vietnam. I'll take them to Afghanistan, Iraq, so on and so forth to the present. And then I'll ask them, now that you know the price paid for the freedoms that you have, is it okay that you don't know your founding documents? Which, by the way, all the way up until 1962, they used to have to know George Washington's farewell address, and of course the Constitution, and of course in many schools, Bible courses before they could graduate schools. Now all of a sudden we have a converted audience and they say, I'm not going to allow anybody to desecrate the memories or disrespect the memories of those that fought, bled, and died because I did not realize that it was my family members that actually partook in the fight to maintain the freedoms that we have now, because they understand at that point that freedom was not given unto us to do what we want to do, freedom is now given unto us to do what we ought to do.
Yeah, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's, you know, what it is. And they've been slowly, I'm looking at a quote here from Frederick Bastiat, and says, now legal plunder can be committed in an infinite number of ways. Thus, we have an infinite number of plans for organizing it. Tariffs, protection, benefits, subsidies and encouragements, progressive taxation, public schools, guaranteed jobs, guaranteed profits, minimum wages, a right to relief, a right to the tools of labor, free credit, and so on and so on. And this is 1850. So this is nothing new. This is a Machiavellian type situation where they just dumb everybody down and they don't know what the cost of freedom is or the benefits.
That's right. And that's where the American people need to simply stand up and just take their kids down to Arlington Cemetery or a veteran memorial and say, hey, listen, this is your family member. This is your family member. Because they said in World War II that there was not a household in America that didn't feel lost. You know, and we are our brother's keeper, and it's not really hard for me to fight for what I love. And when I see what people have done for me, namely Jesus Christ, greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers, I have no problem living unto him who died for me. And I think that's the element right there, is men forget God's law, so therefore they don't know justice. Matter of fact, if you look upon the Supreme Court building, you'll see Moses with the Ten Commandments, and guess what it says right under him? Justice, the guardian of liberty. Well, how are you going to break for justice if you don't know God's Ten Commandments? Yet there is Moses and the Ten Commandments right above the Supreme Court. So in saying all that to say this, let me bring forth a quote that I thought of when you said that about Bastiat. If you don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000. And what's everybody complaining about today, my friends? They're complaining about God's
overregulation,
10,000 commandments.
Well, you know, the real deal is tell them the truth and get out of the way, because the truth will become a power unto itself. And that's really why the movement is starting to gain ground across the board, is people are starting to recognize the truth. I mean, you can lie to everybody an awful lot and get away with it, but at some point in time, you're going to be exposed if there's a way to expose it. And that's what's happening. And we commend you for your efforts in this, in the area.
Well, amen. I appreciate that.
So.
Yeah, I really appreciate that you're going into the schools and teaching the children, because that's something that really touches my heart, is the kids out there are not getting what they need. And like you say, they don't know about the men and women that have given their all for us to have our freedom.
Well, they've been lied to about them. They've been told that, you know, the founding fathers were a bunch of slave owners and that, you know, rich people who didn't care about themselves. And, you know, and Hitler and Khrushchev both said the way to conquer the American people is to get rid of their morality, debase them, and then teach them, history, revisionist history, and they won't know what, where their moral compass is at. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm going off on a little bit.
No, that's good. I mean, you got me on three different thoughts right now, but go for it.
It's pretty tough with this stuff. Once you get going on it, I'll tell you what, if you're into it, you can just go on and on and on, because it's the truth. The truth is we've been lied to, and they're trying to take over our country and get rid of our freedom for the benefit of a few, not for the benefit of the whole. They come across like that they're for the poor men and for the good of the people as in general. And they're not. They're for themselves. And that's what all this turns into, is a huge bunch of government at the top controlled by a very few people who seem to get all the benefits. I mean, look at Harry Reid in Nevada right now, all the scandal with that.
Yep.
And you can go on and on and on.
It's never ending. That's for sure.
You know what's interesting is one of the things I like to talk about too on my radio program is the fact that government doesn't have a right to break the law. As a matter of fact, it was Charles B. Montesquieu who said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And when we think about our founding documents, for example, the Declaration of Independence, and we read that, we can see those that work for us, our representation, they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people.
Yep.
And that's where the American people fail, because America will complain about this government, but yet they won't deal with this government, because they think that for some reason government has some congressional immunity or some demigod status that they can go ahead and do whatever they want to, whenever they want to, when in fact, America, that is not the case at all. If they violate the laws that we've entrusted them to magnify, that is the whole purpose of government, said John Adams, was to restrain men from sin, 1 John 3:4. They are not to violate the law of God.
It's
and
funny.
When those in government violate the laws that they have sworn to uphold against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God, then they are to be removed. That's called impeachment, and we can do that with every one of those that represent we the people, including the Supreme Court members, friends. Don't forget about that. And in the process of that, we need to hold civil charges. And once the American people actually put their foot down upon corruption in government, it's all over. And then we will understand what it means. We, the people, rule the roost in this country under God.
I gotta interrupt you, Brad. We're going to go to a break here. But before we go to the break, I've got to read my quote for the day because it so fits what we're talking about. Excuse me. But how is this legal plunder to be identified? Quite simply, see if the law takes from some person what belongs to them and gives it to another person who it does not belong. See if the law benefits one citizen at the expense of the other by doing what the citizen himself cannot do without committing a crime. That's Bastiat again, and let's go to a break.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
The ER, she was looking about half past dead. He wanted me to check her out, run some tests, give her some meds. Hey mister, can you tell me when my mom will get a bed? I just grinned and shook his hand, and this is what I said. Pull the plug on Granny, pull the plug for me. Pull the plug on Granny.
And get your health care for health care free.
The crazy cracker followed me and it caught me in the hall. Told him Medicare and Medicaid went bust and hit the wall. Won't add one thin dime to the deficit, you see. National health care had to cut something better her than me. Don't you see me?
Pull the plug on Granny. Pull the plug for me. Pull the plug on Granny.
And get your health care for health free.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Please join us. Reading Republican Women Federated presents our third annual wine tasting event, Liberty Wine Gala 2014, Thursday, May 8th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park from 6 to 8:30 p.m. For tickets, please call Tammy Gerhardt at 921-0309, 921-0309 for the Liberty Wine Gala 2014.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At Second Amendment, Inc., we agree with Thomas Jefferson, who said, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." Show your patriotic support for our right to keep and bear arms by wearing apparel made only in America. Second Amendment, Inc. merchandise is available at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane, Signstation Sign Shop on Alfreda Way, right across from Lowe's, or online at SecondAmendmentInc.com. That's SecondAmendmentInc.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
On the air because we have limited time with our guests, even though I'd love that music. And we had to play, pull the plug on Granny because that was just too much. We couldn't pass it up. It was just too much. So
I just had to do it.
We got Bradley with us on the line, and we're talking about liberty. And so where were we? Let's talk about getting the truth out there and getting out of the way, you know, making these politicians toe the line.
Well, I think the way that we make them toe the line is that they understand that they work for us and that they have the obligation to uphold the Constitution of the United States, in which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to ratify. They don't have the right to disrespect the office. And the minute they do that, due to the fact that it was our next of kin, namely the blood that was shed, that put them there, giving them the privilege to be there in the first place. So we need to understand that this hits home all the way around.
Do you think
and when
that
we look at the administration as it is today, folks, until we start calling it for what it is, nothing's going to change. I mean, we are dealing with a criminal administration from A to Z. And it's really Clinton's administration perfected is what it is. And until we begin to deal with them, nothing's going to change. It. As I like to say, they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. And well, enough is enough.
Well, and, you know, do you see an impeachment on the horizon? Where do you think we're headed here? Because we're definitely treading on dangerous ground, and we don't want to see bloodshed if at all possible. You know, but at some point in time, you know, if we don't stand up, that's where we're headed, I think. But what do you think's on the horizon?
Well, I don't know exactly what's on the horizon. I do know what I see on the horizon as far as, you know, the people that we're reaching out to. I know that for the most part, people are disgruntled. They're unhappy. They have a deep distrust for their government, which is not a good place to put ourselves, nor them to put themselves in that position. And here's the issue. Less than 1.7% of the population believe in the lump. That's the number that we're dealing with. Now, the state-run media likes to blow up government to be something that it is not, but also keep in mind that Barack Hussein Obama is a Saul Alinsky disciple. We know that as a fact, and Saul Alinsky, Rules for Revolution, actually accredited his book to Satan himself. So did Hillary Clinton, by the way, for those that did not know.
Yeah, Rules for Radicals.
But in saying that, yep. One of the tactics that they like to use is they like to cause the people to believe that there's a lot more of them than that there really is. Now, I'm not worried about what's going on with this administration in the sense of number and how much control they have over the American people. The problem that we have is we have treason within the United States through this administration. That's a scary place to be in America. We've allowed him to go to this point almost 6 years later now. from a president that said he wanted to fundamentally, that means your foundations, he wants to transform them. He's been attacking the American people and everything that we stand for since day one. We have not given him the right to do that, neither did God. And once we begin to understand that, that's when we're going to put the kibosh, hopefully reformation, and as you said, not bloodshed. We're not looking for that. We're just simply looking for a lawful way to bring to an end the tyranny that's taking place in our country. And we have to deal with congressmen because Congress is our voice. And if they don't want to stand up on the behalf of the American people, well, then we have to deal with them as well. And I think that's what needs to happen. But the swell, this is a positive note, we need to let their cruelties swell our ranks. And let
I
me
agree.
Tell you something, friends. They are swelling our ranks. I just did a radio show in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday. I'm telling you what, friends, these are the kind of people that have had it. They're on the edge. They don't want to go any further. They're not putting up with any more. And it really kind of is a fearful place to be. But I have hope. The Chinese have a word. It's called crisis, and there's two different definitions. One's danger, and the other one's opportunity. I look at as to what's going on in this country right now as an opportunity to prove the God of heaven in Jesus' name, because if he did for our forefathers over 238 years ago, less than 3% of the population was used to actually establish this country, while we're seeing less than 1.7% of the population today being used to destroy this country. So America, what are you capitulating from? You're looking at numbers, and you're looking at the fact that you are one nation under God. Stand up. That's how we're going to win the year. That's how we're going to win the day.
Well, you know, it's interesting is, you know, when you're talking about rules for radicals, you know, when I opened that book and I saw that it was dedicated to Lucifer, you know, I don't care whether you're religious or not. If that doesn't send a little bit of chill up your spine, you're an idiot.
That's right.
what a crazy thing. I think we've got.
Yeah, I believe we have a caller on the line. Matt, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Linda.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Oh, I just had a comment. There's a video on YouTube. It was posted to the local Tea Party site in the last day that they were talking about an attorney general that's running for the Attorney General of California who wants to legalize public hanging and firing squads for government officials who get caught abusing their authority. And I personally think it's a great idea, because the level of corruption and abuse going on is so outrageous that if they don't go to court and go to prison soon, they're probably going to get hung anyway.
Wow, that's a pretty strong
statement.
Yeah,
that's very strong.
I got to say, I got to agree with you, Matt. I mean, I'm tired of it too. These people need to understand that they're playing with fire here, and it's something that, you know, what they want to try to do is push us and goad us into some kind of an armed revolt. I think we do this thing legally and get it done that way and get these guys out of there and put the fear of God into them so that they will respect the Constitution and their office as well.
Well, I think that I agree with you that they're trying to provoke armed conflict because, to be quite honest with you, they're authoritarians, and how are they going to justify using violence against the people who won't go along with what they're doing, the criminal aspect of it, other than to provoke some kind of issue? And that's what's going on with the whole Nevada thing. It wasn't about
that's right.
what they're claiming it was about. It was about them using force and people resisting and them trying to create a situation to say, see, these people are dangerous. And it's the opposite. I'm a peaceful person, but when that happens, I'm not going to stand up and defend this government.
Yep.
Not one bit.
Your thoughts, Brad?
Well, my thoughts are we got to keep in mind that government is an extension of who we are and what we allow them to be. One of the tactics that they want to create, which communists create, for revolution is they want you against government. We don't want to be against government. And in this country, they're only a reflection of what we allow them to be. So to bring forth justice is exactly what we're looking for. But we got to get out of our minds, guys, us against them, because it's not us against them. And I agree with what he said as far as the Bundy situation going on as well. The best thing the American people did, and as a matter of fact, I got on the radio right after this started to transpire. I said, friends, everybody in this country needs now to surround that situation, because if not, they're going to try to set up another Waco. They're going to try to set another situation, try to create a monster out of this guy. And you know what the American people did? They got around him. They lawfully did their job. And what they did is they defused the whole situation on the spot. Now, I know that they're trying to actually keep this, on the irons per se, but what we need to do is keep our eyes on what's going on. We need to stand around one another across this country. Again, we are our brother's keeper. And the way that we do that is we hold tyranny in check. And we also need to keep our eyes on those that are actually advocating these crimes against the American people, and we need to lawfully deal with them. And I'll tell you what, the number one individual is not only this president, but also the National Attorney General, Eric Holder.
Absolutely.
They need to be impeached, and they need to be legally held accountable for their crimes against we the people, not tomorrow, but today.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me of the old Pogo cartoon where the line was, we have met the enemy, and they is us.
I think we have a pretty good clear objective. We know who they are. I believe the American people, more than the politicians themselves, are willing to deal with the issues at hand. Like I said, I was at a, listen friends, I was just in Phoenix yesterday, and I was at a gun show doing a radio broadcast with the local guy there for an hour. And I told my wife right when I first walked in, these are the people that will shoot. These are the kind of people that will deal lawfully with those criminals in government. America has had enough. We cannot any longer be painted in the corner by our supposed the best we have concerning the conservatives in America, because they're doing us an injustice, not a justice. We don't have any more room to be painted into any more corners. Our backs are up against the wall. This is where it gets dangerous, and we should not have allowed it to go this far in the first place. But what we see in federal government is they are pushing this. And you're right when you say that they're provoking the American people to domestic insurrection. This is nothing new. This is where we got to keep our watch. This is where we got to really maintain everything that we do and the people that we are, and just allow what's going to happen on their provocation. And they've already done that as well. But what concerns me is not so much as what this administration is doing as far as when you look at what's going outside of the country, for example, you look at China and you look at Russia, I have more of a watch on what's going on with them from without than within, because he is creating domestic insurrection within, and I believe they mean to attack from without. So we need to keep a watch in every area. Now, to say that, you also have to keep in mind who supports this administration. America's sworn enemies support this administration. That's why I say what I say.
And with that, we need to go to a break, unfortunately, and we'll pick it up on the other side. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
So close, no matter how far, couldn't be much more from the heart, forever trusting who we are, and nothing else matters. Never open myself this way. Life is ours, we live it our way. Hold these words I don't just say, and nothing else matters.
Today is the final day for Hot Cards.
And cool April nights at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The day starts at 7 a.m. with a famous Asphalt Cowboys pancake breakfast in the mega tent, followed by the opening ceremony at 9. Don't miss the award ceremony and parade of cars from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and the car corral from 8 to 1, where you can buy and sell those classics.
Today is the final day of the 25th annual Cool April Nights Car Show at the Reading Civic Auditorium. So come on down until 1 p.m.
An exciting event for the entire family.
Sponsored by A&I Engines, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Wind River Casino, Famous Dave's Barbecue, Macy's, Carmona's, Hilton Garden Inn, Custom Imprints, and Results Radio.
For a list of today's events, log on to CoolAprilNights.com. Don't miss the final day of Cool April Nights Silver Anniversary Edition.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Small business owners are the heroes of our economy, yet the government targets job creators. I don't understand that. If you're an entrepreneur, let me help you grow your business. As the only locally produced afternoon drive time talk show in all of Northern California, we are poised to take your business to the next level. I host the Dan Fagan Show. Call me and let's work together. My number, 410-0028. 410-0028.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Are we back, Bob? We're back, Bob.
We're back.
Listen, we know we've got a limited amount of time with Bradley, so we don't want to waste any of it. So what?
No, we want to, before we lose you, we definitely want to thank you very much for coming on our show, and we'd love to have you back. But before we lose you, can you kind of give us some solutions besides the obvious, you know, that people need to stand up? What else is out there that the people need to hear in order to make things happen like they should?
Well, if you look at Woodrow Wilson, love him or hate him, he's the guy that tried to establish the League of Nations, you know it as the UN. He failed miserably during World War One, and they love to create out of chaos new order. And in saying that, what I run into more than anything across the country is people don't know where they came from. They know nothing of their foundations. Woodrow Wilson said, he said, we're trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we've been about. He said, America was born a Christian nation. He said America was born to exemplify that devotion to the element of righteousness, which are derived from the Holy Scriptures of God. And keep in mind, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, was the guy that said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, he said it expects what never was and never will be. Now, if I can just lay a little premise for you real quick. The flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus. Most people didn't know that. The 56 signers, 25 of the 56 had seminary degrees under the Christian umbrella, friends, Presbyterian, Anglican, Lutheran, so on and so forth, not Muslims, Dalai Lama, so on and so forth. No, it's one nation under God, under the Christian God. And the 25 of the 56 signers, the least religious Christian signer was Thomas Paine. He was over in France rebuking scientists in that country for actually trying or attempting to bring praise unto themselves that belong to God. That's the least religious signer we had. Now, to bring you to some landmarks really quick, just so you can understand, because most people don't know this, did you know that when you go to the Washington Monument, on the aluminum chip of the capstone is the Latin phrase, Laus Deo, which says, praise be to God? And the all the way up the stairs to the very tip of the capstone of the Washington Monument, you have holiness to the Lord, which is found in Exodus 28. You have search the scriptures, John 5:39. The memory of the just is blessed. That's Proverbs 10:7. And such invocations as may heaven to this union. All 50 states, by the way, start out acknowledging, guess what, through their state preambles, God Almighty. Most people didn't know that. I shared with you earlier that on the Supreme Court chambers, and another case in point is the Supreme Court, they start and they adjourn court with a preacher that had been there since 1777. Of course, it's not the same guy. There's been a couple different preachers in the process. And I'm trying to be funny a little bit. But in the point that I'm trying to make is, if you look above the Supreme Court chambers, you'll see Moses in the Ten Commandments. It says justice is the guardian of liberty. If you look at the Liberty Bell, it says Leviticus 25:10, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. If you look at Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty in New York, if you look at her feet, she has broken chains. And it says right by her feet, it says liberty, enlightenment, the world. And it also has in her left hand the Declaration of Independence. And guess where that monument came from, my friends, that statue? The Statue of Liberty came from the French. And Thomas Jefferson was asked to make distinction between European government and American governments back in the times of the revolution. He said the difference between European government and American government is the difference between heaven and hell.
Wow.
And one more point. When you go to Arlington Cemetery, you look at the above the heads of those that have sacrificed to give us all that we have today. What do you see there? You see Christian crosses. And it was Harry Truman that said this. And now listen to this. This is very prophetic. He said the fundamental basis, he said this in the 50s, the fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus, St. Matthew, Isaiah, and St. Paul. He said if we don't have a proper fundamental, foundational moral background, he said we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the state. So since we've disregarded what God commanded, America's in the dilemma. And by the way, if you look at history, you can always see countries are destroyed, millions of people are taken out of this world. And why is it? Because they departed from God, first and foremost. Isn't it interesting after destruction takes place that people always return to what? What they should have never departed from in the first place, and that is one nation under God. So why are we here today? Because we have departed from a merciful, just, and a holy God. And for the life of me, I do not understand why 78% of America professes their Christianity. And to be quite honest with you, friends, I'm trying to find less than 3% of it just in my endeavors across the country.
Wow, you know,
and I'm seeing a whole lot of hypocrisy. Over 300,000 pulpits in America today are standing down when they should be standing up in the face of abortion, homosexuality, the education of their students. It's incredible to me.
Yeah,
and to take
crazy.
That back, when you look at the Barack Hussein Obamas of the day, when I was at the Republican National Convention in Tampa a year and a half ago, folks, I was there. I'm a young guy still. I'm catching up to the wise. But I noticed these people, 50 and 60 and 70, in some cases 80 years old, they were all dressed up like they were going to go to an Elvis concert, and I was on Radio Row, and I had to wake them up and say, hey, listen, Elvis died in 1977. You guys are trying to figure out what's wrong with your country, and the President of the United States of America is emulating dictators as he's going to colleges, and you're trying to figure out what the problem is? Folks, the reason I do what I do is because this generation is being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And one more point concerning schools, and I'll take a breath. People need to understand that 86% of those that complain about this administration and the federal government violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, in other words, government has no business whatsoever in the educational scheme concerning your children. They have no business there at all. They are violating the Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. The federal law is baloney. William Bennett, Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan, rightly said, the longer students stay in public schools, he said, the dumber they get. And if you find that the apple doesn't fall too far from that tree, he was right on, spot on. Because over 700,000 students in this country every year that graduate public high schools, they cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. But again, 86% of those that are complaining about what's going on in government concerning the educational scheme, 86% are Christians, they're conservatives, and or they are consistently agreeing with what everything that we're talking about right now. These are the people that are dropping the kids off at public schools every day. And the kids are trying to figure out where is the love from their pastors and their parents. So again, why do we do what we do? We do what we do because we know that no one else is out there fighting for them.
Well, you know, Hitler said the bigger the lie, the easier it is to believe it. So, I mean, that's a hard one to follow, Bradley, what you just said. I mean, I'm almost speechless, which for me is like non-existent. But, man, I'll tell you what, that was a mouthful, and it's the truth.
It is the truth, and people need to hear more of it. That's for sure.
That's why we're here too, man. I mean, we're all on the same page.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the real deal is that we got to get this information out there. These guys have been dumbed down. I mean, we weren't even supposed to have public schools. I mean, that whole argument about the church and the state thing is garbage because what that was about was that was in a letter from Jefferson to Sam Kirchhoff, and he was saying that we needed to have the church separation from the state was so that because the churches were the schools, and they didn't want the government ever coming into the schools and teaching our children. It has nothing to do with the Constitution.
That's right. Can I encourage everybody here, including you two, real quick?
Sure.
Because one of the things that I noticed at the RNC as well
Do you guys remember? Because everybody thinks that the all-powerful Barack Hussein Obama, he's got this unlimited access to the American people. He can go ahead and do whatever he wants to because he's a law unto himself, right?
Right.
Folks, did you know that he does not have the support that you've been told that he's got?
I agree.
Matter of fact, do you guys remember during the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, do you remember that he was going to have his meeting in a 74,000-seat arena?
Right.
But they blamed the weather, which, by the way, the meteorologist said that the weather was going to be fine all week. They said the weather was going to be really bad. So what they did is they moved it to a 20,000-seat arena. And do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama couldn't even give away free tickets to fill that 20,000-seat arena? Friends, do you also remember that in Milwaukee, they told the American people, the state-run media, who has less than a 21% approval rating, in other words, people don't believe the state-run media, they told the people across the country that Barack Hussein Obama, man, all these young people, these college students, they just love him. They just love him. This is the second round, friends. But they told the American people that 18,000 people packed that arena in Wisconsin. Now, the problem with that is that there was only 5,000 seats. You also remember finding out that 70% of Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter account is contrived.
Yeah,
it's non-existent.
Made up, yep.
Did you also know, because we were told, that the blacks support Barack Hussein Obama? Friends, no, they don't. Outside of the dependence that he's created, yeah, you might be right there. But the blacks overall do not support him. As a matter of fact, they're attacking him right now, just like the Hispanic community populations. Friends, if he had all the support that you believe he had, then why does he need illegals to come over into this country?
You know, it's
because he doesn't have the support. Another case in point.
I was going to say, Bradley.
Easy wonder.
You know,
he couldn't even bring two. Excuse me?
I was going to say, you know, Bradley, what's interesting is that Ron Paul was filling stadiums, and that never made the media.
Oh, of course. As a matter of fact, we've seen him in Minnesota. He had a 3-day notice. He packed the arena out. Romney had 3 weeks, and I think he had 250 people show up. You're right.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, so anyways, to finish this off, Stevie Wonder couldn't get 200 black folks to come support Barack Hussein Obama financially. And one more point, which is completely unprecedented, did you know that during his re-inauguration, he couldn't even sell out the hotel rooms in Washington, D.C.?
Wow.
So, friends, it was Stalin who said, it doesn't matter who does the counting, the votes, or I'm sorry, he does. It doesn't matter who's doing the voting.
Who's
he
doing
said
the
it matters
counting.
Who's doing the counting.
Yep.
America's been duped.
Yeah, I agree. That's what my fear is in this next election, is that these guys have gotten control of the computers that are doing the counting. It used to be that all of this was done by hand and people could get involved, you know, and you still can at the local level, but at the federal level, you know, all we've got is computers running the show, and I can't remember who said it was all it would take was one smart hacker to get in and they could change the course of history.
Of course. Of course. I just don't believe that this man has anywhere near the support that they try to portray him as having. I don't see it. Guys, I am from coast to coast. I am from Texas to Minnesota all year long. I'm trying to find the people that do support him. And every once in a while, let's be fair here, every once in a while, you'll find a needle in the haystack that has Obama sticker on their car.
Interesting.
It's just not true. Everything this man has said, you can look the other direction because that's what he's doing. People know that he's a liar. People know that he's a criminal. I mean, for goodness sake, friends, he's entertaining America's sworn enemies in the White House.
Yeah, the Muslim Brotherhood, all of them,
he's giving hundreds of millions of dollars to foreign nation, America's sworn enemies, building up their military.
Isn't that the definition of treason?
The American people... It's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that? I mean, that is the definition. That is the definition of treason. I mean, we've only got 5 minutes left here. I'm not sure if we're even going to go to another break here. But just do we need to get a break in, Bob? Or
we can blow it off if necessary.
Okay, let's keep going because you know this is important stuff that needs to get out there. And it's right. I mean, that is the definition of treason. Treason is aid and comfort to the enemy, I believe, and that is an impeachable offense. Last time I checked, and why are we not impeaching him?
Well, if you talk about Article 2 and talking about treason, just think about Fast and Furious. You have an administration contriving crimes against the American people, and an attorney General Eric Holder, the Department of Injustice is rightly should is what it should be called. But just think about it. They contrived those crimes only to blame the American people. During Fast and Furious, we lost Brian Terry, and then we lost 300 Mexicans because of the guns that this administration gave to the enemy. Now, what's interesting about that, it wasn't too long after that. Most people don't know this, but President Barack Hussein Obama actually went over to Mexico, and he blamed you, America, for the crimes that he has committed against you. People didn't know that.
Wow.
And people in Arizona know this, but yeah. He was in Mexico telling the Mexican people that it's the American people's fault for the 300 Mexicans that died, when in fact it's him personally and his administration that were responsible for those crimes committed.
You know, what we ought to try doing is try and documenting when he tells the truth, because that would be the exception to the rule. I mean, we can go back after.
That doesn't happen. It's not going to happen.
You know, it's the truth. I mean, you can't even think of all the scandals. I mean, we got the IRS, we got Fast and Furious, we got Obamacare. I mean, we lose track at this point, because everything that comes out of this guy's mouth is a freaking lie. It's absolutely insane.
You know, you said Machiavellian earlier. Did you not? Machiavelli was destroyed because of lack of impeachment.
Really?
That's what's happening to America today.
Yeah.
America is being destroyed because of their lack of justice concerning those that serve we the people. What's even more atrocious is the fact that America, you're paying for all of this judgment. Everything that this government is doing illegally, you're paying the bill.
Right.
And they're not stopping there. As I said earlier, whatever you let them get away with, they're going to do it.
Well, what we
and here we are today.
Well, what we need to do first, if I were president, I was going to say king, but you know, I mean, we've already got one of those. And you know, if I was in charge, the first thing I would do is I would revoke the Federal Reserve's charter. I would then get rid of the IRS completely, because we don't need the income tax, and 90% of our problems would go away with those two things happening. Go back to sound money, gold and silver, and then work off from there. And I'll tell you what, we'd get under control very quickly, because it's these money manipulators that are paying for everything with this counterfeiting.
That's right. Said John F. Kennedy. A week later, he loses his head, right?
Yeah, that's, you
it
don't,
was just
you don't,
a coincidence.
Yeah, you don't want to tick off the bankers, because, but they're starting to fall like flies now. I mean, we're up to like 14 deaths in the last month or so. Of course, they're all suicides and accidents, but, you know, there's some stuff going on behind the scenes here that we're not aware of, I'm sure.
You know, I had a guy not too long ago, friend, talk about how 50 years ago, I was not around then. He said 50 years ago, everything that I'm seeing today was called a theory.
Right.
And he said, everything was conspiracy theory. And I said to him, I said, well, who said theory? It was the state-run media that said theory.
Right.
It wasn't the people. And those that were exposing government at the time were called wackos. Just
right.
You're way out there, all those weirdos, stay away from those guys. Well, they're being exonerated today, because 50, 60 years later, this is what he said on his Facebook. He said, I'm now living what they warned me about. That's very prophetic. Of course, that's why they killed the prophets, as a matter of fact. But this is where we're at today, and we're not talking about a third world country any longer, friends. We're talking about America. And enough is enough.
It's absolutely true. You know, I read a book, and I was actually dredging for gold on the Klamath River when I was like 18, 19 years old. And I read a book called None Dare Call It Treason by Gary Allen. And it changed my life. And then I met Ron Paul a short time later. So I've been talking about this stuff going on 30-something years. And I was a total whack job. My family all disowned me at first. And then all of a sudden I started becoming a prophet about 10 years later or 20 years later. And then pretty soon I was an expert. It's absolutely insane.
That's exactly right. And that's where we're at as America. I just hope it doesn't get to the point where people wake up after the fact, because that's what happened during Hitler's regime.
Yep, there's no conspiracy out there if it's fact. That doesn't make
it's
it a conspiracy
a
anymore.
No,
it's not a conspiracy theory anymore. It's an actual conspiracy. So, yeah, how much time we got, Bob? We're about down to a minute or so here. You've been a great guest, Bradley. I mean, I can't even say. Go ahead,
Thank
Bob.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
No, we appreciate you.
What do we got there, Bob?
Got a minute left.
We got a minute left. So anything you got to say, websites, you
How
name
they get
it.
Get a hold of you, what they can do to help join your movement or what?
Get it in now.
If you'd like to go ahead and check us out as to what we've done in public schools over the last 19 years, you can go to youcanruninternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com. We got a 7-hour documentary series. I just got that finished up with a guy named James Gillette, who did work with Steven Spielberg on the Jaws reunion. He did all of his editing for the Jaws reunion documentary on the release of the 20th anniversary of Jaws.
Everything
whenever that was, or 30 years.
Everything
and
is
available on you.
I was going to say, everything is archived on our website, so if you have to go back for this information, people, we're out of time here.
Yeah,
so
they're going to cut us off. We want to thank you again, Bradley, for coming on. We'd love to have you back in the future, and if you're ever out here on the West Coast, we'd love to have you here.
Government.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington.
This is Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. As the crisis in Ukraine deepens, the White House says new penalties expected this week against Russia will affect the people closest to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Designate people who are in his inner circle, who have a significant impact on the Russian economy. We'll be looking to designate companies that they and other inner circle people control. We'll be looking at taking steps as well with regard to high technology exports to their defense industry.
Deputy National Security Advisor Tony Blinken on CBS TV's Face the Nation program. A section of the Midwest is hunkering down today under threat of severe weather, which could include tornadoes and hail. Forecasters say the highest potential for severe weather might be in Arkansas, as well as portions of Oklahoma and Texas.
People in these areas need to be paying careful attention to radio and television and making sure to be forewarned for what might be coming.
Forecasters.